This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. It is me, Elizabeth Benton, and even though the free webinar series is behind us, we are back with another episode where I am having a really candid and, quite frankly, powerful discussion with one of my clients. Now, she is something special. She is a mom of four. She's got one kid who's grown and out of the house. She's got two in school ages, and then she has a three-year-old. But not only that, she works as a flight paramedic. She works 24-hour shifts. Her husband also works 24-hour shifts, and they're not the same shifts. So as you can imagine, she has her hands full. She has her hands full. And she's talking to us about how she's making it work to prioritize herself and her health despite a crazy schedule, unlike what most of us live, even crazier because of her work hours. And she also has a unique pressure with her weight in that to be a flight paramedic, she has to weigh in for her job. And if she is over her allowed weight more than twice, she loses her dream job. And so we talk a little bit about that. Where the conversation gets really powerful is when she tells me about some gallbladder challenges that she's having. And because she's not feeling well, she's been struggling to not kind of say, oh, well, I don't feel well, so who cares? What's the point? Why bother? And we get into an amazing conversation about how this is actually a growth opportunity staring her in the face. It's not a burden. And that is true for you too. Whatever it is you're struggling with, maybe it's not a burden. Maybe it is your chance to step up to the plate and grow and really prove to yourself what you are capable of and really build that confidence. This is your chance. The power you have to not give in to your circumstances, but take control of your life. It is a powerful conversation, and I apologize in advance. At some points, the audio levels are a little bit off. It's just what happens when you have a conversation with two people, but don't worry. It's not a big deal. It's just audio. So don't let it frustrate you. Just turn it up or turn it down and get over it. It's not one of those things we need to stress or even get irritated about. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Sarah.
You know, it's just this whole process is so different than anything I've ever done before. And I had done Weight Watchers before and I don't even know what the other names of so many other things that I've tried before. And I've never been super heavy. I definitely was when I was at close to 260. That's the heaviest I had ever been. Mm-hmm. But even when I was 180 and trying to lose weight, mm-hmm. I tried everything. Mm-hmm. And this process was just so different. And the first fat loss fast track gives you the foundation, and it gives you tools that you need mm-hmm. that are extremely helpful. But I felt like I didn't want to stop there.
Yeah. Let me ask you a quick question about that before we go further down that road. When you say that it's just so different, because I feel like there are people out there who are like me and you who have done like every diet under the sun. And when you hear it's just so different, well, how is that possible? I feel like I've done everything. Or what does that mean? Does that mean like sweat lodges? You know, what about it?
You know,
for
I think
you?
I've done a sweat lodge. So, you know.
What is it for you that felt so different?
Because it's about your mindset. Mm-hmm. It is about how you approach your day. And I'd say overall, I've always been considered a pretty positive person.
Yeah.
But this is, it's just amazing. And it's not about the food. It is most definitely not about the food. It is about how your relationship is with food. And I never, ever would have said I was an emotional eater because I always think that I'm positive. Mm-hmm. And I just never would have said that. And I have realized that, you know, I really kind of am. And being an emotional eater is not just being somebody that eats when they're sad.
Yes, exactly. It's being,
you know, when you're happy and yep. when you're with friends and just being like, oh, and more food in my mouth and more food in my mouth because I'm here and I'm having a great time. And
or
I
you're
just,
stressed or you're lonely or you're anxious. Yeah. It's anything on the positive or the negative spectrum associating an emotional need or an emotional state with overindulging.
And I have loved that neurons that fire together, wire together. And when you talked this morning about smoking, because I quit smoking last year, I'd smoked for way too long for somebody, especially in healthcare. Yeah. And just that whole, I was able to do that without any drugs, totally on my own. And it was a complete mindset thing. And I thought, oh my goodness, I never even correlated the two.
Yeah. When did I talk about smoking?
It was on the on the webinar last week.
Oh, okay. On yesterday's webinar.
Yeah.
Got it.
We were talking about the neurons of, and if people get stressed, they smoke. So every time they've associated that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I lose track of when I said what, where. I completely lose my mind. So it was different because it was primarily focused on mindset. And was it that you felt like you needed more of that work and that's why you went into the veterans group?
Honestly, I think everybody does.
Yeah.
just
for sure. I know I do for sure.
Yeah.
My work's everybody never does. Done.
Yeah. And I just, of course I felt like I needed more and I wasn't ready to let go. And you know what? I will, as soon as we get back from vacation, I'm going to be signing up for the next veterans group.
Awesome. So. I love that. Is there anything that stands out for you specifically, a particular challenge or a particular tool? I talk a lot about, you know, I think people fear when they're thinking about weight loss that it's going to be these rigid rules and restrictions. And you know the Fat Loss Fast Track isn't like that. We talk about tools and strategies. Is there one that stands out for you as having been particularly helpful?
Boy, that's difficult because they're all so much helpful in their own way.
Yeah, they're very
the
different.
The affirmations are, of course, the best. And all of the little tricks on how to, in the moment, change your way of thinking.
Yeah.
And just so many different areas, not even in fat loss, how that impacts your life.
Yeah.
And I know I've heard it from other people where they have said, you know, I came in this to get fat loss and look at this other little area in my life that I've improved. Yeah. The evening routine was fantastic for me. Our schedules are crazy. Both of my husband and I are in EMS. We work 24-hour shifts, and our schedules are not the same. Everybody's coming and going. I've got four kids. One is grown and out of the house, but two of my kids that are school age go to different schools, so that's craziness. And then I've got a 3-year-old at home, and so we live in happy chaos, and it was very nice for me and relaxing to be able to, every night I clean my kitchen. My sink is empty every night. And it's just that one little thing, how relaxing that is. The amount of TV that I have not watched, you know, I cannot tell you how freeing that is.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think that is something that a lot of people overlook. Like in the Fat Loss Fast Track, we absolutely talk about food. We talk about sugar. We talk about carbs. We talk about proteins and fats and how much you eat and how to know when you're truly hungry. But the things that really make a difference are the things like the morning routine, journaling, affirmations, having an evening routine. And one of the parts of the evening routine that is honestly a game changer for almost everybody that does it is going to bed with a clean kitchen because of the peace and the sense of control that it gives you. And that translates into the choices you make.
Yes. And so it was totally crazy too, because right around the same time, my husband's reading a book. He's getting ready to do a Spartan race this weekend, when we're in Florida. We did one back in June together. And so he was reading the Spartan book that they put out. And one of the things it talked about was going to bed. And so he came out, and we were notorious for staying up late, drinking a lot. Mm-hmm. And those were a couple things we kind of have done. But he came out and he said, okay, for the next month, I'm not having any alcohol. And then he said, I want us to change our bedtime routine. I want us to go to bed early, and we get up early. We get up at like 5:30 in the morning. That's something we never have done. And it just was amazing, because it was coming right at the same time we were going through the same stuff in the fat loss fast track.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it so much.
I'm the same way. My morning routine, my evening routine, it makes such a difference. So where do you feel like, because you've obviously made a lot of really positive changes, you've really established control in your life, even though you have a really chaotic life. You've got mm-hmm. kids, you've got opposite shifts from your husband, 24-hour shifts, all of this. So you've done a lot of positive changing. Where do you feel like you're still struggling or having a hard time?
So I touched on this a little bit with you in my email, but I am not feeling well.
Yeah.
For about the last 5 weeks, I really haven't felt well. And it culminated in me finding out that I am going to have surgery. Mm-hmm. I have to have my gallbladder removed. And that's going to happen as soon as we get back from vacation.
Yeah.
We get back on a Tuesday, and it's going to be that Friday. Mm-hmm. And so what I have noticed over those last few weeks is that being sick, everything I ate made me feel bad, makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got to a point where I was like, well, if everything's going to make me feel bad, then I'm just going to eat whatever I want, because yeah. it's going to make me feel bad anyway. So I might as well have a moment. And that's just a horrible view to have.
Yeah.
And so I've been struggling with that and kind of coming back to center. How to come back to center. And I don't want to have that all or nothing thoughts mm-hmm. or that on again, off again thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the program, I'm not doing a program, because it's not a program. It's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. Well, let's break this down, because there's a lot of different pieces going on here in terms of what could be at the root of this. And you already alluded to what you felt like was so different about the fat loss fast track was mindset. And 90% of the root of what you just said stems from your perspective mm-hmm. and your mindset. I obviously have to say that I'm not a medical doctor, right? So you do have this challenge. The attitude of, well, if everything makes me feel bad, then I might as well eat the things that make me feel bad that I'll really enjoy. The alternative perspective is, I don't want to feel bad, and I just haven't figured out what can make me feel good in this. Because yes, you need to have the gallbladder surgery. That sucks. It's unfortunate. But it is not true that everything will make you feel bad. It's just that you haven't yet found the things that don't make you feel so bad, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah. And so that's part of it. The other part of it is what you said in terms of your dream job. If you justify eating things that would normally make you feel bad because right now everything is making you feel bad, then basically what that means is you're going to lose your dream job.
Yeah.
You know, so this is not just about, well, I have these gallbladder issues and I don't feel well, so I might as well eat all this crap, because what difference does it make? This is not just about weight and health. For you, very uniquely, this is about doing what you love. And so the alternative perspective that you could choose is, you know what? I have some health issues going on right now. This is the time when it matters most that I take impeccable care of myself. This is when it matters the most. even though I don't want to. The truth of the matter is, when you don't want to do the work, that's when it matters the most. When you don't feel like doing the work, when you start to generate excuses of why you shouldn't or why it doesn't matter, that is the exact moment when it matters the most. That is where you make your future or break it. It's not what we do when we feel like it. It's not what we do when it's easy. It's not what we do when we feel great. It's what we do all those other times. That is the difference between what we want and what we get. Does that make sense?
Doing the work when it's not easy.
Yeah. Doing the work when it's not easy. Doing the work when you don't feel like it. You know, it's just like anybody can bring their A game at work when they're feeling like it. But the people who excel in their careers are the people who bring their A game when they have a headache, when they didn't sleep the night before, when the kids kept them up, when whatever, there's chaos in their personal lives. The people who advance are the ones who say, you know what, I don't feel like bringing the effort, but I'm going to anyway because that is what I do. And this is your opportunity to be that person, to prove that to yourself. Because if you can take impeccable care of yourself when you don't want to, when you could come up with 60 different reasons why it doesn't matter, that is going to be the game changer for how you operate when things are hard. This is your opportunity. Honestly, this gallbladder situation is your opportunity to grow, to make progress, to go to the next level of who you are and how you take care of yourself. And that is the perspective shift that's available to you. Yeah, you're going to be tired because you're not sleeping as well because you're in pain, right? Yeah, you might not feel as well because things upset your stomach. I get that. But it's what you do when it's not easy. It's what you do when it's hard that determines what you get. And I know you know that because you do that in your work.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of seeing this gallbladder situation as like, oh my God, it totally sucks. I don't feel well. I'm miserable. I'm not sleeping. This is my chance to prove to myself that I can do hard things. This is my chance to prove to myself that I don't make excuses. I find a way. This is your growth opportunity standing here right in front of you.
I love that perspective. I do.
And it's hard. And it's a conscious choice. And you will find your thoughts drifting to, what does it matter? I feel like crap. Or I'm so tired. Who cares? I'll deal with this after I have the surgery. And that is when you say, no, I do it now. Because it doesn't matter what I do when I feel great and when everything's going well. What determines who I am and what I can achieve and where I go is what I do when it's hard. So here we go. This is not a burden. This is a chance.
An opportunity to stretch what I've learned.
Absolutely.
That's a great way to look at it.
And if you can do that with this, you can apply that to everything and you will never be held back again. No matter what your work schedule is, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what is going on in your life, if you prove this, if you build this confidence, if you say, yeah, there are excuses I could choose, but I won't. Because when it's hard is when it matters most. Boom, you've changed your life.
That's exciting to think about.
Isn't it?
It is. That is a great way. That is very exciting to think about. Like instead of having the power, right now I'm giving the power over to
the circumstance.
My illness.
Yeah.
Yeah, my circumstance. And instead, no, I'm the one in charge.
That's right. And this is, it's not just I'm in control of my choices. It's, this is not a burden. This is an opportunity for me to prove to myself that I can do hard things and I do hard things and I grow and I stretch and I learn. This isn't a crappy thing. This is a gift. And it doesn't mean that you choose that perspective every single day, right? Because if you have a day where you give in to those excuses and those negative feelings, look, you're human. Hello, welcome to the human experience. That's fine. you still know that that perspective is always available to you, and every single choice is a chance to practice that perspective. And the more you practice that perspective, the more you choose it, and you feel empowered as a result, and you feel positive as a result, and you feel encouraged as a result, it will get increasingly more easy.
Makes the next choice easier.
That's right. That's right, because you reduce that resistance every single time. So what I would challenge you to do in this, that feeling that you said, that's exciting, right? Whatever it was that generated that sense of that's exciting, write that down. Write about that in your journal to say, this is what excites me. So that when you're having a moment where it just sucks and it's hard and you can't relate to that excitement, you don't know where that came from or where it went, that you have the ability to go back to it.
I will do that. I will do that. I've not been taking notes because I've been wanting to pay attention. I'm trying really hard.
No, we're recording this, so it's totally fine.
Good. Yes, that's what I had to remind myself, because I'm like, okay, there you go, doing that multitasking thing.
No, it's totally right.
And you can't pay attention to the two things at once, and I'm going to pay attention to
it. So that you can regenerate that excitement, but then put it in your own words so that you have that on demand. Because look, any good positive feeling we have doesn't last, just like any bad negative feeling we have doesn't last. But you can recreate it. And you can get more mileage out of it by coming back to it and recreating it and recreating it and recreating it. And understanding that there's nothing wrong with you if it fades. Like, that's just what happens. We're human.
That's normal.
Right.
Yep.
All right, so I want you to keep me posted on how that goes, because I think that flip will make a really big difference for you in your choices, in how you feel about things, in your attitude. So you'll definitely have to keep me posted on that. I'd love to know if there's somebody listening right now who maybe has been making excuses, or maybe has kind of been yo-yoing with their weight, or feels like they've tried every diet. What would you say to them if they were considering the Fat Loss Fast Track?
I think that it's time for you to get off the fence and to make a decision that is going to be something that's going to be the best decision you can do for yourself. Because that, I haven't talked to anybody that doesn't honestly feel that way, that this opportunity has been the biggest gift you can give yourself. And a lot of us, especially us in the healthcare field, don't put ourselves first.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's time to quit doing that and put yourself first.
Yeah.
Because once you put yourself first, then you really can take care of everyone else.
Yeah. And you're happier and you get more enjoyment out of life, and life doesn't seem so hard.
And it's easier. Once you build yourself up, it really is easier to give of yourself. And you don't feel like all those other people are a burden or a drain or this is, why does somebody need something from me? It, you know, you have so much more confidence, and it's time for you to take care of yourself.
Pretty good stuff, right? Big shout out to Sarah for being so open and honest with me on that conversation and being willing to share it with the world. And here's what I would challenge you to think about. When you have legitimate excuses, you're not feeling well, you're stressed, things are crazy at home, your kids are eating junk, whatever it is, what obstacle can you change your perspective on to see as an opportunity for growth, not a burden, but a chance? Accepting that if you can overcome this, if you can change your perspective and do the work, even when your excuses are truly valid, that you'll never be held back by anything again, that you will choose to give yourself the power instead of giving your circumstances the power. That is everything. I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.